This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. One of the country's few national Muslim political groups gathered this weekend for the first time since the attacks of September 11th. The American Muslim Alliance held its sixth annual convention in San Jose. Members say the tragic events of last month offer what they call a Muslim moment, a time when the nation's estimated 7 million Muslims can stand up and be counted as Americans. NPR's Richard Gonzalez attended the convention. He's with us from San Francisco. Richard, what is this alliance exactly, and what is its political track record?
Well, Lisa, there are about 3.2 million American Muslims registered to vote in this country, and they're represented by about a half dozen national and regional organizations. These are not huge numbers, but consider this. Prior to the presidential election in 2000, an umbrella group called the American Muslim Political Coordination Council, of which the American Muslim Alliance is a member, called for its constituents to vote in a block for George W. Bush. And they supported Bush because of statements he had made about conducting an even-handed policy in the Middle East. And he also said he would agree to discuss laws that provide for using secret evidence against immigrants charged with crimes or terrorism. They estimate that between 60 to 70,000 American Muslims in the state of Florida cast their ballots for now President Bush. And we all know how critical every vote proved to be in Florida.
Well, Muslim Americans have traditionally been one of the country's least visible minorities. And since September 11th, there's been a spate of reports about physical harassment, about violence of various kinds, and at least one killing. Any discussion at the convention about responses to these attacks?
These attacks were foremost on many people's minds. The leaders of this alliance basically advise people not to become reclusive. They say that if anything good might come out of September 11th, then maybe it's that some Americans are willing to listen to their concerns. Aga Saeed, who's a professor of ethnic studies at UC Berkeley and who's also the national chairman of the American Muslim Alliance, called this a transforming moment for the self-image of American Muslims.
Muslim Americans, as Americans, certainly have felt first the need to think about their Americanness. I'm an American citizen. Also, what's my relation to this tragedy? And as they define this relationship to that tragedy, they realized the meaning of their citizenship. Secondly, they had to now say, I have to do something for my country. And which we did. Gave blood, donated money, offered work in healing and relief efforts.
Richard, has there been any discussion of the Bush administration's strategy for retaliating against Osama bin Laden, and specifically about the bombing of Afghanistan?
Well, everyone I spoke with at this convention supports President Bush, and they denounced Osama bin Laden and whoever else was responsible for the September 11th attack in no uncertain terms. Yet they qualified their support for the bombing of Afghanistan. Several Afghans I spoke with told me they hoped the war against al-Qaeda could be conducted without harming innocent civilians. Still, American Muslims believe they have opinions, perspectives, expertise that can be very valuable to the long-term security of the United States. Here's Salam al-Muradi, who's a director of the Muslim Public Affairs Council in Washington.
Muslim groups in America are viewed as foreign agents. We're not. We are American raised. We have an understanding of the American context. Our organization does not accept money from foreign governments. We are more affluent, more educated, more centralized, more free than any other Muslims in any other part of the world. Therefore, we have an ability as part of this superpower to improve the tragedies and sufferings of the Muslim people.
I just want to give you a quick idea of the role American Muslims say they can play in the shaping of U.S. foreign policy. They say perhaps if President Bush had had trusted high-level Muslim American advisors, they might have steered him away from calling the campaign against Osama bin Laden a crusade, a word which has a lot of historical baggage, which inflamed passions in the Muslim world.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.